道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。过富足，过饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我的得了秘诀。十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Book of Philippians, chapter 11, chapter 4, verse 10. Rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had not had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am indeed, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be indeed, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
过去这起码二十年来，我跟着一个灵修的program 怎么说？叫做 Our Daily Bread， 就是每日灵粮。
So in the past 20 years, I also followed a spiritual program for my devotion. It's called Daily Bread.
其中有一位很出名的作者叫 Jennifer.
So one of the very famous writer, her name is Jennifer.
有一次他写他的这个灵修的内容的时候，提到他跟他女儿的发生了一些事情。
So one time when she wrote the devotion script and she mentioned about some of the stories happened to her and her daughter.
Jennifer 的女儿大概两岁的时候就开始学说话。
And Jennifer's daughter, when she was 2 years old, and she started to learn speaking.
那 Jennifer 说，这个小女孩学话当中一个字她学的最好。
So Jennifer said his daughter learned one word very quickly, very well.
这个字就是 more.
This word is more.
多点。
More.
不管妈妈给她吃的东西。
No matter whatever her mom gave to her.
或者给她玩具。
Gave to her food or gave her a toy.
给他任何其他的东西
or anything else，
他接过手以后还都是一直说
and when she received it， she always said next word more，
我要多点，我还要多，还要多，
and I want more。
那有一次他爸爸早上出门上班之前，
so one day when the daughter her mom Jennifer went for work before she went outdoor.
The father.
Oh, the father. His father, her father went to work and before he went outdoor.
这个女儿就上前去拉住她的衣服。
So the daughter ran to her dad and hold his clothes.
More daddy.
She said, more daddy.
别的可以 more, daddy 不可以 more.
Everything else you can say more, but you cannot say more daddy.
其实不单只是小孩子， always want more.
So not just a little kid, actually all of us always want more.
不管我们在金钱上，在物质上，在地位或者权柄或者各样的东西，我们人的心一直还填不满。
No matter it's related to our finance or related to our position, our power, our reputation, everything, we always want more.
这种要个没完这种个性，从我们生下来一直到我们上天堂都有这种的试探。
So this greed nature greedy nature that we always want more. It started when we were born until we went heavenly home.
我想简单的提出四个原因，为什么我们人类一直要个没停。
So I want to dig in deep to find out the four main reasons that our humans always want more and never stop.
在创世纪第三章第一到第二节。
In Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1, 2.
圣经说耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比一切更狡猾。
It said that now the serpent is most crafty than any of the animals the Lord God has made.
蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And he said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat any trees in the garden?
大家知道后来他继续再说。
And everyone else know that he continued to say to the woman,
因为神不要你像他一样聪明。
Because God does not want you to be like him.
因为上帝知道，如果你吃这个果子，你就不需要，再不需要神了。
Because God knows that if you eat this fruit, you will never need God anymore.
你会跟神一样有智慧。
You will be like God.
你会有能力看到未来。
And you have ability to see your future.
你有一切的能力来满足你想要更多的能力。
You have the ability to satisfy yourself for everything that you want more.
那你不要说尤牧师，你将人类犯罪的原因一直推在，英文叫做 passing the bucket, okay, 推到别人身上。
So you may say that Pastor you try to pass everything to the bucket to the devil.
我们退一步来说。
And let's talk about it one step backward.
如果没有蛇，就是撒旦试探小夏娃这个故事。
If there were no such story that the devil tempted Eve,
你说夏娃啊，会不会知道还有一棵树的果子？我一吃就像上帝一样智慧。
Do you think Eve will know that there is one tree that if he ate that, she ate that tree, she will be like God?
如果没有这个故事的话，
if there were no such story.
那我们人多好，永远不会再贪心，永远不会再多要。
How beautiful that will be, and our humans will never have this greedy heart anymore. We will never need more.
我们这个要个没完这个的个性本性，就是从魔鬼来的。
Our greedy nature that we always ask for more, it's from the devil.
在路加福音第十二章十六到十九节记载一个故事。
And in Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 16 to 19, it records this story.
这是耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
And this is a parable that Jesus Christ said.
有一个财主，田产丰富，自己心里说，我的田产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？他又说，我知道要怎么办，我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的。在那里可以收藏我一切的粮食和财物，然后对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸吃喝快乐吧。
In Book of Luke chapter 12 verse 16 to 19 said the ground of the rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himselfWhat shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. And then he said to himself, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barn and build a larger one. And then I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.
这个故事告诉我们第二个人心要个没完的原因。
And this story tells us why our human nature, and we always ask for more, never stop.
因为我们相信，如果我拥有更多，我的生活就会更好。
Because we believe that if I got more, my life will be better.
每个人生下来都希望过好日子。
And everyone, ever since you were born, you always want a good life.
所以我们在想得到好日子的时候，这个过程当中就要不断的争取积聚支持这个好生活的一切的物质。
So with pursuing that dream of a better life, we try our best to store everything that we can get and to support that good life.
我们再看箴言书第23章第五节。
In book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 5.
所罗门王在圣经里面说，你岂能定睛在虚浮的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
King Solomon said in Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 5, cast but a glance at riches, and then they are gone.For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like eagle.
后来使徒保罗在新约圣经写给提摩太的时候也重新提到类似的教导。
So in the New Testament, Paul, the disciple Paul, passed word to Timothy and he mentioned about the same thought.
在提摩太前书第六章第十七节，圣经说
：“In book of First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, and the Bible said,
你岂能定睛在虚浮的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
And command those who are rich in this present world.”Not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides. Did I read this?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. First, stop here. Yeah, we can stop here. 我以为我年纪已经够大了。
I thought that I'm old enough.
在我们教会有三个姐妹。年纪比我大，都九十多了。
And actually, in our church, we have three brothers and sisters older than me. They are already 90s.
但是当我今天到这边来的时候
，But today when I come to this church,
我还是个小弟啊。
And I found out I'm still a young brother.
小弟，我好久没有人听过讲说我是小弟了。在人生的经验里面
And in my life experience
我们常常觉得如果 有更多的积存的财富或者物质我们的生活就会更安全
So we all thought if we accumulate more material wealth then our life will be more secure and happy
大家知道美国最近大银行不断的在倒闭
Everybody knows that recent U.S. and many companies bankrupt.
大的贷款的很多的这种大银行
and many bank bankrupt.
所以就有人在担心他的钱存在某某银行到底安全不安全。
So people start to think about whether my savings in the bank is safe or not.
所以我们人做人呢，我们要为我们未来打算，而且为安全打算。
And being a human, that we always plan for our future and plan for our safety into the future.
所以这个对人生或者后来的人生，对安全的 the pursuit of security 啊。就常常变成我们用累积物质来使我们的心觉得安全。
So because of our relentless pursuit of safety into the future, we accumulate as much as possible the wealth so that we feel like safe.
那另外一个我们要的没完的原因，就是因为我们想追求更奢华的生活。
Another reason that we ask for more because we always want to live in a lavish life.
Lavish life, I like it.
Lavish life.
That's a very good word. Lavish. 我出生的时候在一个相当不错的家庭。
I was born in a well family.
后来政治局势改变了。
And later, because of the political situation change,
我们突然间从相当好的生活就掉到一个相当不好的生活。
And we suddenly dropped from the wealthy life into the very poor life.
那到现在八十几年过去了。
Up to now, almost 8 years passed.
我都不知道什么叫做奢华的生活。
And I kind of forgot what is a lavish life.
I never know. I never been there. 我从来没有试过。
And I never tried it and never know.
可能我们华人对这种奢华的生活不太习惯。
Maybe I'm not used to this kind of lavish life.
我念了，我读了一些故事，不晓大概应该是真的吧。
And I read into many stories. I think it's true.
听说在马来西亚，在东马啊，马来西亚的像东马西马，东马旁边有个小王国叫 Brunei。
I heard that in East Malaysia, there is a little kingdom called Luna.
Brunei.
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 他那个土王啊, no, they have a king of this little place.
In that little place, there is a king.
据说他家里有460多架豪华汽车。
According to the story, he has 460luxury cars.
那我就在想，
And then I was thinking about,
你怎么样可以享受这四百多辆名贵的汽车？
So how the world are you going to enjoy this 460 luxury cars?
我在想，如果他每天乘坐一辆新车，
So if you take a luxury car, one new car a day,
要一年多之后才换到原来那第一辆。
And you need to take more than a year to rotate to the first car you did a year ago.
我根本不敢想象那种对这种 luxury life 的这种感觉。
So I cannot imagine what it looked like or feeling looked like for this kind of luxury life.
我停在教堂应该是这边后面停车场啊。
Yeah, I parked my car in the parking lot in the back of the building.
It's a Hyundai Azura. Hyundai Azura.
And I have a Hyundai
Azura.
Azura.
它已经是 often 已经，因为 Hyundai 不再做这一辆车了。
Because Honda does not produce this model anymore. It's pretty old.
17年久。
17 years old car.
2007.
And I got it in 2007.
有很多人说牧师你的车太破了你换一辆新的吧。
Some people told me, Pastor, your car is too old. Please get a new one.
我的儿子也跟我说你到达拉斯来看我们开车在沙拉。如果半路 no, you break down, what are you going to do?
And my son also told me, when you come to Dallas to visit us, if your car break down halfway, what are you going to do?
但是我舍不得这个。My companion for 17 years, 为我作伴的这旧车。
But I just cannot give up my companion that I used for 17 years.
我这个人比较念旧。
And I always love my old stuff.
我1961年的圣诞节第一次带我的师母。
And in 1961, that years of Christmas time, that was the first time I date my wife.
Yes, she's my wife. 好几年, 8年之后我们结婚。
And since then, after 8 years later, we married.
那我们已经结婚超过54年了。
And we have been married for 54 years.
怪不得我舍不得这部旧车。
And this car is only 17 years. That's why I cannot give up my 17 years car.
那有一次,师母不晓得怎么搞的,就用他的车,插到我的车。
One time, not sure what happened to my wife, and he backed his car into my car, scratched my car.
你们在美国久一点的人就知道, American man, M-A-E-N, man, they love their cars more than their wives.
If you stay in U.S., 如果你在美国待的是久了, 你就知道美国的男人,他们爱他们的车过于他们的太太。
我刚来美国,我75年来美国的时候, 人家教我一些美国人常用的句子。
When I just came to U.S., my neighbor teach me how to use the saw in the U.S.
You never ask a man to borrow his car or his wife.
You never ask a man, 你从来不要去向一个男的去借他的车或者他的太太。
那对我们, 我刚到美国来, 我说, wait a minute, how can you equate your wife with your car?
Yeah, 我当了美国的时候,我也在问, 我说, 你怎么能够把你的太太跟你的车相比呢?
所以那一次呢,无缘无故将我的车弄到这样子,我就好生气,我就开车库门, yell at her.
So that time when my wife backed car, scratched my car, and I feel so angry, I just yelled at her.
她停下来看着我。
So she stopped and then she watched me, stared at me.
你爱你的车比爱我多。
You love your car more than you love me.
你说女人有时候她们的智慧是我们男人想象不到。
So can you imagine the woman's wisdom? It's much more than what we men have.
后来我向她道歉了,起码没有100次,有50次。
So after that, I just apologized to my wife. If it's not 100 times, at least it's 50 times.
而且我请她出去,我说中午不要煮饭,我请你吃饭。
And I told her, okay, don't cook, we don't need to cook in the lunch, and we just go out, I will pay the bill.
如果我怎么可以爱我的车比我爱我的太太呢?
How can I love my car more than I love my wife?
所以我在这里就说,我们常常有一些人啊, 就是需要更多的财务呢, 所以他们不断可以换新,不只是换车, 有时候还换太太。
So there are many, many people, they want more material wealth because they want to change their car more and more. And 所以, sometimes they change their wife.
所以我们常常听到有些人说, 上帝供应我们 what we need, 但是上帝不保证我们会给我们 what we want.
So we always heard that God always provide what we need, but God does not want always provide us what we want.
所以有些人想更多的财务, 就像过更好的日子。
So for those people, if they want a more material wealth and then they want a better life,
很多时候生活的方式决定我们的人生活得喜不喜乐。
So in many ways that our style of life determines if we are going to be happy or not.
学会过这个简单节省的生活其实是一个大福气。
So it's a blessing if we can learn how to live or less.
当我们对物质对拥有降低这个要求的时候,
when we reduce our expectation or the wealth, the material wealth,
我们的人生,我们的心灵 就不再依赖这个物质的多少。
And our life, our heart will not depend on the more or less the material wealth more or less.
耶稣在马太福音第四章第四节说，耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
In book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 Jesus said, it is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
当然了，在这边我也活够年纪了，知道人没有简单的足够的供应，生活是很难的。
So I'm old enough, I truly understand that if we don't have enough basic things that we cannot live.
但是要更多来满足我们心灵的那个虚，那个渴望是一个非常痛苦的事情。
But it's a painful feeling if we try to satisfy our greedy desire.
世界上的东西除了阳光跟雨水之外，没有一样是从天上掉下了馅饼。
In this world, except for the sunshine and the water, the rain, nothing else can drop from the sky.
所以当我们心里面渴望想得到更多需要的时候，我们必须要付上代价。
So if we desire more and more material wealth, and we have to pay the price.
我们要付出更多的私利，更多的时间，甚至身体，更多的付出。
And we need to pay the price. We need to pay more for our time or sometimes even our health to get what we want.
所以在诗篇第127篇第一节，圣经说，
So in Psalm chapter 127, verse 2, the Bible said,
你们清晨起来，夜晚，其实就是很晚，才休息，就是停下工作，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然，就是本来是没意思。
And then in Psalm chapter 127, verse 2, it said, In vain you get up early and stay up late, eat food earned by hard work.
所以当我们对生活的需要降低这种欲望的时候，
If we lower our expectation all the life,
我们对人的健康，对人的思想就更多的好处。
And our thought, our health will benefit more.
而且我们会更少的忧虑这个财富的高高低低。
And we will not need to worry about our material wealth. It's more or less.
如果我你觉得我的普通话不够普通的话，
If you think my English is not standard,
no English,
or my Chinese is not standard.
Well, my pronunciation in English is better than my 普通话.
But actually, my pronunciation in English is better than my Chinese Mandarin.
很多时候，因为我是从香港来的。
因为 I'm from the southern China.
Yeah, I'm from China. No, from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong.
我1975年离开香港。
In 1975, I left Hong Kong.
那听说当香港经过一个经济大风暴的时候。
I heard that when Hong Kong experienced a recession at that time,
香港人很多人就失去他一生所储蓄的钱财。
And many Hong Kong people, they lost their materials, wealth, suddenly one day.
如果你有很多钱财，现在美国也差不多。
And if you have a lot of material wealth, money, right now, US, it looks like that.
所以小心，小心。
So you need to be careful.
据说呢，香港人很多呢，因为失去钱财以后，他真的发神经。
And I heard that many Hong Kongese, when they lost their material saving, and then they become a psychologically sick disorder.
所以很多的精神病院啊 ，mental institute 里面就是爆满了，人多的不得了。
So there are many, many patients in those psychological institute, mental institute.
那听说很多人在这个。医院里面，神经病院里面，他天天在数算他 股票多少分多少点钱才有多少。
And I heard that many of those psychic people, and when they are in the mental institute, they count how much wealth they had before.
所以医院方面就有人想出一个 how to calm down these lunatics.
So the hospital found out a creative way to calm down these lunatics.
他们在一个大厅里面是一个荧幕。
So they set a big screen in the big hall.
然后就放很多这种 stock market information 在上面。
And they put a lot of stock market information on that screen.
如果你是从香港来的，你知道香港最流行的叫恒生指数 Hang Seng Index.
So if you came from Hong Kong, you would know that in Hong Kong, the popular stock market index is Hang Seng Index.
Yes, Hang Seng Index. Okay. 所以那个医院那边呢，就设一个这样东西，然后天天换那个 Hang Seng Index 呢。真的真的真的真的多少让这些病人看了好乐啊，我就赚多了。
So they set this big screen with the Hang Seng Index displayed on the screen. They show that the Hang Seng Index is going higher and higher and higher every day. Make these lunatics, these sick patients to become happy, happy every day.
感谢主，我当时不在香港。
Thank the Lord, I were not in Hong Kong that time.
就算我当时在香港，我也不会这么 crazy.
Even if I was in Hong Kong at that time, I would not become this crazy.
因为我根本没有什么钱可以放到 Hang Seng Index 上面去。
Because I don't have money that can show up in the Hang Seng Index.
因为现在退休了嘛，所以没有事情做啊，除了我教会帮忙，我们星期五、星期六、星期天，我还帮忙一些义务的工作。那我就上网去看这种什么，师母说我说八卦楼，八卦老，
八卦老
不是八卦婆，是八卦老，因为我是男的。
So I'm retired now, except go to the church to serve in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In other time, I sometimes serve the internet. I try to look for information. My wife called me.I don't know how to translate this.
大家都懂 ，OK， 八卦。所以没有太多的资源，我就不用那么多操心，对吗
？So I don't have much material wealth, so I don't need to worry that much.
所以有人就说没关系，你钱存在银行 ，is Federal Deposit Insurance, OK?
And some people told me, it's okay, you deposit your money to the bank, there's a federal bank insurance to guarantee.
最高担保了25万。
And the most I can guarantee is 250K.
我真希望我在银行有25万。
And I wish I could have $250K in my bank.
所以如果你觉得尤牧师你这么轻松，当然我轻松啊，因为我一无挂虑啊。
So if you think I'm worried less and I don't care that much, sure, because I don't have anything to worry.
That's very good. I don't have anything to worry.
I don't have anything to worry.
那最后一个呢，就是追求过多的物质会拦阻我们属灵的长进。
And the last is that if we seek more material wealth, it can become a hindrance to our pursuit to heavenly life.
不单只是没时间来亲近神。
Not just because we don't have time to seek our Lord.
也没时间上教会。
And you even don't have time to come to church.
更没有时间参加教会的服事。
You don't have time to participate in serving.
当然也不会有时间再去什么传福音啊，领人归主、啊。
Of course, let alone about your time to evangelize, to pass the gospel.
所以我要感谢上帝。如果上帝给你刚刚你需要的，你真的是感谢上帝，你不会那么的辛苦去工作去跨立。
So you have to give thanks to the Lord if the Lord provide you exactly the amount that you need.No more, no less, so that you don't need to work hard every day and then you forgot about the great commission that God gave to you to evangelize.
今天我们读的这个经文，腓立比书第四章，这段经文里面有好几个保罗的生活原则可以做我们的榜样。
And today when we read the book of Philippians chapter 4, and Paul actually set many principles for us as his, for his life.
在腓立比书第四章第十一节，保罗说，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们想念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。
So in book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, it said, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know that it is to be in need, and I know what it is to... Oops, you read it, verse 10.
Yeah, it's verse 10.
Okay, yeah. Let me repeat verse 10, sorry. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it.
如果你对新约圣经稍微多一点认识的话，
If you know the New Testament in the Bible more,
你就知道腓立比教会是保罗所有创办教会里面唯一的一个教会，当他在罗马坐牢的时候常常用物质去供应去支持他。
So you know that in all of the churches that Paul founded, and the Church of Philippines is the only church that support Paul, provide Paul when Paul was in the Rome prison.
我说你会问我牧师啊，坐牢还要自己带饭菜去坐牢啊？
And you may ask me, Pastor, you need to bring your food to go to prison?
Oh yes, 在古代是这样子。
Yes, in that time it is. It was.
现在有人家，这大概不晓得是不是真的，说有一个人他去到英国，他找不到工作。
And in nowadays, I heard that one person, he went to Great Britain and he couldn't find a job.
就是找到工作以后，收入是很低，租房子、吃饭、坐车，根本没有办法支持他的最低的开销。
Even if you find a job over there, and your salary would be lower enough that you even cannot pay for the rent and pay for the food.
所以有人告诉他，有个地方，你什么都不用干，你有吃有住有电视有运动，有什么都有，你不用给钱的。
So somebody told him, there is one place that you don't need to do anything. It has everything that you can eat free, you can live free, you even have a TV, big TV screen, and you have a nice gym.
监牢。
That is a prison.
所以没事干的时候，起码去外面打个警察，然后就可以抓去坐牢，一切都解决了。
So if you really cannot solve the problem with you, and you just go out to hit the policeman, you hit him, and then you will go to prison, everything is solved.
Hey, I did not say this, okay?
Okay, this is not what I said, okay?
我没有劝你去打警察然后去坐牢, okay?
I'm not teaching you to go out to hit a policeman and then go to prison.
不过其实这也是一个解决生活的办法, 对不对?
But to...This person, this is a way to solve his work, his problem.
所以保罗在罗马坐牢的时候，他要自己带食物、带供应去坐牢的。
So when Paul was in prison in Rome, he has to bring his own food, his own clothes to go to the prison.
所以有一段时间，不想无缘无故的，这个腓立比教会就停下来，没有再去支持他。
So don't know why in the period of time at that time the church, the Philippian church stopped the providence to Paul.
所以当时保罗又坐牢又不能出去谋生，所以日子真的是很难过。
So at that time Paul, he was in prison, he couldn't go out to work, so his life was miserable.
所以后来不晓得什么缘故，腓立比教会又重新恢复叫人带钱财带食物去供应保罗。
So with unknown reason, and later the church, Philippine church, they start to provide Paul with food and clothes again.
所以在这里第十节，保罗写在信上怎么说呢？
So in this verse 10, Paul said about this story.
他说我靠主大大喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生了。
So he said, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me.
这是我今天讲到的主题。
This is the main topic of my sermon today.
无论多少，活得美好。
No matter more or less, you live happily.
我并不是极度有钱人。
I'm not extremely rich.
No, 极度 jealousy.
Oh, I'm not just jealous of the rich people.
我年轻的在香港，我在银行做事。
And when I was young, I worked in the bank in Hong Kong.
所以我见过一些有钱人。
So I saw many rich people there.
当然他们的享受，那个时候很年轻，二十来岁。不能相比。
So at that time I was very young, so I cannot compare to them.
但是我看到他们除了享受的那些什么 luxury 之外，他们也过得好苦的。
So I found that except that they could enjoy all of the luxury things, they actually lived a very miserable life as well.
很多时候我们不是有钱人就不懂那么有钱人到底他苦不苦啊？我告诉你啊，好苦啊！
And I can tell you that it's not just the rich people can understand the rich people. Actually, I can understand them. Their life is miserable.
It is miserable.
Yes, it is miserable.
拉这边补那边啊。
And they have to worry so much this side, that side.
我在网站上。看到有美国不是有个叫股神叫 Warren Buffett 对吗？听过吗 ？Warren Buffett、
And you probably heard that in U.S. There is this man. He's like a god in the stock market. His name is Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Buffett 不是宝贝啊，是Buffett。Okay? 他常常今年好像88岁了。
He's already 88 years old.
还常常在网站上教人家怎么投资买什么股票、
He still always post messages in the internet telling people how to buy and sell stocks.
那他的结论就是，这就是我一直在做的。
And his conclusion is that this is my life.
我就在想
，So I thought，
到底他有多少忘记在。Google 上面应该 search 一下到底 Warren Buffett 有多少财富。
And can we just find out how much wealth, how much money he has, the Warren Buffett, how much money he has from Google?
我的天哪，你已经快90了，你还要赚钱这么多干嘛？
My God, you are already almost 90 years old. What are you going to do with all those wealth?
你能不能停下来啊？
Can you stop?
Yeah, right. Can you stop? Okay. Just make a stop. Okay. 保罗就好。保罗他说，我无论在什么环境里面，我靠着主，大有喜乐。
And Paul is so free here. And Paul said, no matter more or less, I always feel happy in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹啊，心灵的喜乐。当然了 你穷到不能交房租不能没饭吃 那个不算心灵的喜乐不在乎你拥有多少
Of course, if you don't have money to pay your rent if you have money to buy your food that life is not good it's not good in God's eyes as well but brothers, sisters the happiness of your life your heart is more important
多钱多到不想得放在那的时候，你才担心。
If you have too much money that you don't even know where to store it, that's the time you actually worry.
保罗在这段圣经里面的十一节说，他我并不是因为缺乏 说这话，我无论是什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
So in verse 11, Paul said, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance.
我开始拍拖的时候，就是跟这个太太拍拖的时候。
When I started to date my wife,
那时候我在银行工作。
And I actually worked in bank.
那在香港的银行工作跟在美国银行工作不一样。
And you know that it's totally different when you work in Hong Kong bank and work in US bank.
有很多 tricks. You can make lots of money.
And in Hong Kong bank, there's a lot of tricks you can make a lot of money.
Now, this poor girl to date 我这个 poor boy.
And this poor girl date me, the poor boy.
后来几年之后，我告诉她我不要在银行做，我要去神学院当传道。
So several years later, I told my wife, I don't want to work in a bank anymore. I want to be, to go to the seminary to prepare myself to be an evangelist, missionary.
还好，她没有改变。
Thanks to the Lord, my wife did not change.
她的家人、父母也没有改变。
Her family, her parents also did not change.
所以我们在一起已经是63年。
So we got married, we lived together for 63 years.
真的靠主喜乐非常重要。
So if you follow the Lord for your life.
本来他约我说今天做完礼拜在这里吃中饭。
So Brother Hong told me, we could eat lunch here.
That's not what I said.
After the service.
That's not what I said. 我是说这位弟兄原来告诉我说我讲完道以后在这里跟他一起吃饭。
Oh, this brother told me that after the church service, he's going to invite me for lunch.
跟教会一起吃了。
Oh, eat with church. Okay, I see.
你们不是有忘 lunch 吗？对吧？然后他后来就我这个事情我不晓得怎么跟我的师母讲。
So I really did not remember how did I talk to my wife.
因为是自从93年我们搬到 Memphis 来了，我们两夫妻没有分开过。
So ever since 93 when I moved to Memphis, I never separated with my wife for lunch.
所以我就在想着我怎么样告诉她 I'm sorry, I cannot stay for lunch.
So I always try to think, how did I tell my wife, sorry, I couldn't eat with you today?
后来他告诉我说，因为你们很多人去旅行，今天没饭吃。
So Brother Huang later told me that because of many brothers and sisters traveling today, so we don't have lunch in the church.
God is working.
God is working. Solve my problem.
So I don't know.To tell you, I don't know. I don't need to tell him.
So
I cannot stay for lunch.
所以我就不需要告诉黄弟兄，我不能在这里吃午餐了，我就没有这个负担了。
所以告诉你弟兄姐妹，节省的生活是一种喜乐的生活。
So brothers, sisters, live or less is the happy life.
保罗说，我不是生下来就会这样。
Paul said, I was not born like this.
我是在生活经验里面不断的学习，不断的受磨练，我学会了这个秘诀 secret.
So I learned the secret from learned the secret from my experience, life experience.
他说，无论是我丰富，其实他也没有什么丰富了。你看，你坐牢，教会给你多少，你不能丰富。
So Paul said, no matter how rich or poor I am, actually, if he was in the prison, he cannot have anything rich. It's in the prison.
所以他说，我不管是丰富或者缺乏，或者吃得饱或者吃不饱，我都有那个秘诀。I found a secret.
So Paul said, no matter I have more or less. No matter I'm hungry or I have food to eat, I learned the secret.
因为保罗在这里说，那加给我力量的，我什么事可以做？
Because Paul said here, for the Lord that who gave me the power and the strength, I can do everything.
I'm so sorry. 大概我这个讲到讲到下个礼拜。
Sorry, if I use this speed, maybe I'm going to
continue preach until next Sunday.
Yeah, to continue to preach to next Sunday.
Yes. 我虽然看过这个表，这个钟，但是停不下来。
And I look at that clock in the back, it never stopped.
所以大概下一次你们不会再请我了。
That means next time we need to invite you back again.
With lunch.
With lunch, okay. And Mrs. Yu.
Yeah, you must, you also invite my wife.
Yeah, that's right.
I just cannot go by myself. 保罗这句话说 I can do all things through him who strengthened me 这句话呢在很多基督徒的电脑的屏幕上面、啊、都很多提醒自己神的供应神的可靠
So Paul here says in verse 13 I can do everything through him who gives me strength Many brothers, sisters, they set thisor their computer background, so they can remind themselves every day that the Lord's providence is rich and abundant.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹 be happy with whatever God has provided.
So I encourage our brothers and sisters, be happy whatever God provides to you.
你没有放中文。
所以我在这里提醒我们的众弟兄姐妹，不论神提供你有多少你要满足你要喜乐
下次你不再请我了我这个牧师太刁难了
next time we need to invite pastor you here again because the pastor gave us a very
well whatever
good, very good message
我们能够从不同的地方来到 Memphis
So we come from all directions to Memphis.
是神的安排。
It's God's plan.
我从达拉斯搬到这边来的时候，起初很不习惯。
So when I moved from Dallas to Memphis, initially I was really not used to this place.
但是退休六年了，快七年了。
But after 6 years after retirement, I'm still here.
我们有两个孩子，一个在达拉斯，一个在沙莱。
And I have two boys. I have two sons, one in Dallas, another in Charlotte.
没退休之前，他们就问爸爸：“你退休以后要不要搬过来给我们一起住
？”So every time when we talk, and they ask me, "Dad, can you move after you retire? Can you move to our place so we can live together?"
我说：“等我有需要的时候，我会告诉你。
”So I told them, "When I need you, I will tell you."
你千万不能切断后路 ，OK？
So you can't cut your way out, OK？
但是你也不要答应的太快。
But you don't answer them too quickly.
我觉得我们两老现在住在 Memphis， 比搬去跟孩子们一起住好多了。
I feel like me and my wife we live in Memphis much better than we moved.With our sons.
虽然我们的房子没办法跟他们相比
Even though our house cannot, it's not comparable to my son's house.
我退休以后所得到那个足够供养的也不能跟他们相比
And after my retirement, the retirement that I received cannot be comparable to what my son has.
但是现在我还没有打算要去住在那边
But at least,Until now, I have no plan to move to there to move with them.
你们龟爸龟妈，我不是告诉你学我 ，OK?
So you have to remember that I'm not telling you to just copy me.
如果你觉得尤牧师很 relaxed, 很 cheerful, 我就可以跟告诉你，我向保罗学的。
So if you say I'm very relaxed and I'm very cheerful, I can tell you the secret because I learn from Tao.
You can too.
And you can do that too.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down, pray.
啊，我们的主耶稣，谢谢你给我们今天早上在圣殿里面弟兄姐妹一起来学习神的话语。
Dear Jesus Christ, this morning we come to your chapel and we come together to learn the words from you.
从保罗的身上，从大卫王的身上，所罗门王的身上，我们学到宝贵的话语。
So from Paul's life, from King David's life, from King Solomon's life, then we learn very precious lessons.
感谢上帝引导我们，供应我们在世上一切的需要。
Thank God you provide everything we need in this world.
求上帝继续保守我们的心怀意念。
We pray that the Lord Jesus Christ, you keep our spiritual heart.
让我们继续跟随你。
Let us follow you.
In Jesus' name we pray. 感谢主，为奉耶稣基督的名求祷告。Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
什么？哦，唱诗。